benefactor. Our Mavs playoff postgame show tells it like it is and tells it to your face immediately after every game. Brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnuolo will be coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, though, it is time for Guitar Show Talk. The Dallas Guitar Show was this past weekend down at Market Hall. This is a thing that has turned into a pretty significant annual event. And I can't believe how big this thing has gotten.
Is this something that every major city does?
I don't know.
Because Danny, didn't you say you had some buddies that came up from the Houston area?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't you say you're... I thought you said you had some friends that...
My cousin came up from San Angelo. And he's a big Guitar Show guy.
Oh, wait.
I can't imagine that most big cities don't have this, but I don't know that for sure.
I'm so glad they moved it to Market Hall.
From where? Where was it?
Usually it was in Arlington, the Arlington Convention Center.
No, that's another one.
That's a different one?
Yeah, usually the one in Arlington, they have that in the fall.
So we have two of these?
Yeah, this one was like at Fair Park. At the Hall of State building? Or
I think it was in the automobile building.
Yeah, it might have been. Because we always used to do appearances.
That's where we saw the greatness of Solinger.
That's right. And learned what a great act they had.
Exactly.
After Cat had told us how bad they were.
Yeah.
But this thing has gotten big beyond belief. And they always do some kind of business or other with the little ticket. They had you boys out there Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And this year they had... I think more big name guys than they've ever had before.
What do you mean by big names?
Well, big names among guitar players. Now, I must say that a lot of these are guys that I don't have any real particular high degree of interest in.
Like Randy Timlin?
You mean Andy Timmons?
Whatever.
Randy Timlin.
I saw Andy Timmons and he was quite good.
Was he going...
Well, he does all that, but he's... There's more to him than just that.
Yeah, but that's a big crutch.
Not for him.
All those guys.
Not so much for him. Now, they also had Joe Satriani out there. And
that's a favorite, Corby.
That's all that he's about.
Surely that guy's broke.
No, I don't think so.
Who buys his stuff?
Guitar people.
There are a ton of guitar players out there who like to do nothing more than try to emulate Joe Satriani.
And they're called white trash.
Well, they had all manner of guitar dealers at this thing, traders, collectors, wheeler dealers. And I came away from this with one any age. And there will be two constants in his life that will be formed at probably a very youthful age, and they will stay with him for the rest of his life. One is sports, the other is rock and roll. Everything else in his life will change. He may change towns that he lives in, change jobs,
looks,
wives, whatever the case may be, but those things always stay with you.
And what did you see out there that reinforced that belief?
Well, the main thing was how many people were out there. I mean, you would think that this wouldn't appeal to a real wide cross-section, would you?
Was packed.
Yes, it was packed. It was packed when we were out there Sunday. I went in there Sunday around noon or so. The first guy I ran into was Danny Paul.
you brought your whole band.
Just about. After we played Saturday.
A little field trip?
Yes.
Organized?
After we played Saturday, a trip to the guitar show organized.
Wow.
And most of us were out there.
Well, I saw you on Sunday.
Yeah. And I'm saying that if it was that way on Sunday, it was probably, there were probably even more people there on Saturday.
Well, actually, Sunday is normally the best time to go because a lot of those guys will lower their prices.
But is that the biggest attended day?
There was a lot of people there on Sunday. I was there on Saturday, but I left around noon. So I don't know what it got like later on. But they had all the big acts on Sunday. They had Satriani and George Lynch and Andy Timmons and all those guys.
George Lynch?
Mm-hmm, from Doakin.
The basketball player. Now, were you guys wearing your Petty Theft t-shirts and hawking merch?
No, we don't have any merch.
He's not taking this seriously.
We don't have any Petty Theft t-shirts.
I always fear the guitar show just because, to me, it would seem like a bone remote. Like a lot of older, kind of...
Well, the official hair color of the guitar show is gray.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of mullets?
The official style is ponytail / mullet.
Still wearing their concert tee, you know, from 1974.
I saw a lot of kids out there, too. A lot of younger kids.
Yeah, I mean...
High school kids.
I mean, this thing now cuts across a huge cross-section.
I know that when we used to do the appearances there, the thing that used to drive me crazy, you know, because I'm not a musician, I don't really have any interest in buying any guitars or anything, but it's kind of cool to walk around and see all of them.
Oh, then there were tens of thousands of them.
But my gosh, I guess people have to try out a guitar, kind of like you test drive a car,
mm-hmm.
and they will crank it up.
Well, I wanted to get on the PA there and just send out a little announcement to all the guys who were trying out guitars. Learn some new songs.
What were they playing?
Ain't Talking About Love. That was the song of choice. Every time I'd walk by and some guy would be practicing guitar. My God almighty.
Sure we have that in there, Psycho. We want to hear the beginning
of it. It's Van Halen, Psycho.
I think I heard enough of it out there the other day.
So they'll just sit there and crank their amps up and be like, this is pretty cool.
So somebody's making some money on this thing, right?
Yeah, somebody is.
Well, God almighty, there's a cover to get in.
To get in?
Wasn't there?
Yeah.
You had to have tickets for this thing, and they weren't cheap. They were like $10-$15.
Yeah. It always drives me crazy.
There was entertainment.
Shows, you know, like the boat show or the home and garden show, and they charge you to get in.
Now, there was entertainment. A lot of bands playing, a lot of guitar maestros.
Just up there with their guitars?
No, they'd have a band.
No, there was a couple of stages.
Or Joe Satriani was doing karaoke guitar.
Right.
Oh, my.
Now, you ran into Big Dick Derringer, didn't you?
Yeah. I ran into Rick Derringer.
Did you ask him where he was the other day?
Who stiffed us. No, I didn't get confrontational with him. But he had his own booth there, and he had all of his guitars displayed, and he was selling CDs. I guess his recent CDs that he's made in recent years and whatnot.
Sure, kicking ass.
How tore up was he?
He's real short and rather paunchy.
Is his hair long?
Yeah.
God.
Not really, it's about like Danny's. Not real long, but...
Even worse. He's trying to pull off the young kid rock star haircut.
It's about like Danny's.
Mm. How old is he?
90s.
60s?
Probably.
Nah, he's not in his 60s.
50s.
Nah, he's about my age, probably. But I talked to him about his times playing with Steely Dan, because he was on some of their records and stuff.
How'd you bring that up?
Was he... about that right then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, he was just hanging out there. He would talk to you about anything you wanted to talk about. He would sign anything you wanted to sign. He was really pretty cool.
Did you ask him if Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo whipped him?
No, I didn't ask him that.
Did he ask you for a 5-spot or anything?
No. In view of the fact that one of his guitars sold for well over $100,000 last year, then he's probably doing pretty well in this world.
What? Lord.
His guitar?
Yeah.
Who buys all this
stuff? Well, okay, you know Elton collectors. John's piano with Bernie Taupin? Sold for $167,000, which is on the low end. They expected
it was
that
about
to
half
go for
of
more.
What they expected.
And
they were estimating $400,000 for that thing.
They had a
upstairs on 17, That here, gallery that's up there, they've got Roger McGuinn's 12, Rickenbacker 12 string. They think they're going to get $300,000 for it. So somebody's throwing down money for this stuff.
Who?
I don't know.
Is it that nut that owns the Hard Rock? What's his name? That Isaac guy?
I don't know.
But I always heard that he never bought any guitars. The Hard Rock, that they were all given to him.
Kurt Cobain had a guitar there from right when Nirvana was kicking it around in the very beginning of their scene.
And this thing's a piece of crap.
It sold for $117,000.
I wonder what the shotgun would sell for.
Probably quite a bit. I doubt
that's sold at the guitar show?
Yeah, Cobain's old guitar.
This year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just some cruddy little Fender.
No, it's a Japanese weird 60s guitar.
Takamine.
Something like that.
But then again, somebody owns Kurt Cobain's guitar now. The one that he played.
For $117,000.
If you were rich, you know had what? A lot of money, would you not buy stuff like that?
Absolutely, I would.
Boy, I would too.
I would too.
Like if I was that loaded, I'd have a museum in my house.
Like if I'm Mark Cuban, all that kind of stuff, I'd have to have it.
But then what do you do with it? Put it in your garage?
You keep it. You have it. Somebody comes over and you go, hey, look, this is Kurt Cobain's guitar. I own it.
And you don't.
Or
then get out of my house.
You know, I own the thing you showed me, Danny, the John Lennon T-shirt. You know, T-shirt mm-hmm. that John Lennon wore.
You know what? I'd wear it. Every day.
If you had that, you'd wear it?
Absolutely. If I was rich.
Some little thing that the Beatles signed. It's like a napkin or something, sold for $10,000. You know?
Yeah, the auction was
there's a market for that
full
stuff.
Full force out there.
If you're rich, you've got it. Somebody else does
Okay, so they have to have these types of auctions everywhere. This made the New York Post that the Elton John and Kurt Cobain stuff sold for a certain amount. I found that in the Post. That wasn't local.
Is that the people from upstairs? Heritage Gallery?
That put on these things?
Yeah.
I think they're coin dealers.
Well, they've got a lot of music
I don't
stuff.
Think so.
Oh, really?
I think they deal in all kinds of stuff.
Oh, okay. Well,
let's go up
coins.
There during the break and find out.
You know, get one of them to come down here. Of course, they won't show up.
No.
Well, did you buy anything? Did you guys get anything? Did the fake Kenny Stabler get a new Fender Telecaster?
No, he didn't get a new Telecaster. We didn't buy anything.
Did Stephen Hawking get a new wheelchair or anything with maybe a boombox on the side?
No. Stephen Hawking didn't do that.
That always cranks out Ain't Talking About Love.
Boy, there was some wheeling and dealing going on out there, though. I had a buddy that was working with a guy, and what they would do, and I thought this was one of the most interesting things, is they would just kind of walk around, they had their cell phones, and they would stalk people coming into to the guitar show, because a lot of people will come in there with their stuff, and they want to sell it. And that's what they would do. It's like, hey, man, here's a guy with a 58 Gibson Flying V, why don't you... You know, you take him, and I'm going to head around to cut him off at the pass and get this other guy who's got a Les Paul I want. And
what do you mean? They're
these guys will like just regular guys like you and I will have, you know, whatever guitars they want to get rid of. They'll take them to the guitar show, and they'll walk around with their case and all the information and sometimes even a picture of it on the outside of their case, and they'll just walk up and down the aisles.
And they allow them to do that?
Oh, yeah. That's what it's for.
Are they not supposed to do it?
No, it's totally cool.
It seems to be like, because you'd probably have to rent a booth, and they wouldn't want just some spare coming in there selling their guitar.
Yeah, you can do that. That's
those guys who rent the booths, though, they're there to buy and sell.
Right. They're there to...
Oh, so they welcome this.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. They embrace that.
And they'll walk by with their case, and they'll have all the information of what it is, and walk by these booths, and the guy's like, hey, man, let me check out your guitar, and they'll just conduct business.
Corby, you should try to sell your guitar that you played Norm on in the video. In the big giant chair.
Should I go for quite a bit, Greg?
You never can tell.
In the folk world, that's a pretty big piece of memorabilia.
Can tell.
That's a nice piece there.
We're a little late, aren't we?
All right, well, anyway, it was good times out at the guitar
show. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a real good time out there.
I love it, man. It's a blast.
And,
guitar
you know,
show rules.
It's like a trade show. Because you always see a lot of people that you haven't seen in a long time. I saw a ton of people from back in the day that I used to play with and whatnot that I hadn't seen in years and years. I bet you did too, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
We should fix it next year where we get to
we
do
need
our
to be
show
out there
on Friday.
Definitely. Let's be out there next year.
Okay. I'm game. All right, the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola is coming up next.